Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a hazy and humid day today. Possibly an early or late day thunderstorm, about 90. Tomorrow, hazy, scattered late thunderstorms, about 80 to 85. On Saturday, partly sunny, less humid, mid-80s. And Sunday, sun and clouds, mid and upper 80s. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. In Salisbury, a town meeting vote is scheduled for tonight at 7:30 at the Salisbury Congregational Church. The vote to give the Salisbury Housing Committee access to the property by using a short section of less than one-half the width of a 66-foot-wide retired railroad corridor. The required distance is less than 150 feet from the end of the pavement on Railroad Street, 400 feet from the intersection of Fowler Street. Because the access is on town property, it requires a town meeting approval. The Housatonic Youth Service Bureau report as case numbers rise and they need more funds. In a story on TriCornerNews.com, after facing a surge of cases, the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau has requested additional funds from each of the six towns in the region in order to serve community effectively. A nonprofit organization offering free mental health services, including in-school counseling, clinical counseling, and enrichment programs like social clubs for children between the ages of 4 and 18. During the hardest days of the pandemic, they were forced to suspend its enrichment programs as well as resorting to video counseling. With a number of cases rising after the pandemic, as well as the amount of care each case needs, they have requested $60,000 from each of the six towns, a total of $360,000. Maria Horn has formed a PAC to assist state and local candidates, also from TriCornerNews.com. State Representative Maria Horn has formed a political action committee to help candidates for state and local offices who share her ideals and beliefs. MPAC, the M stands for Maria, is separate from Horn's re-election campaign. In her announcement, Horn wrote about the alarm at the recent decisions of a, quote, reactionary Supreme Court, end quote. In a phone interview with the Lakeville Journal, she reiterated that MPAC is for supporting like-minded candidates. Asked if it was unusual for a member of the legislature to form a PAC, Horn said no. When she first ran for the General Assembly, she received support from PACs associated with Democratic leadership in the legislature. Quote, it's an easy way to pay it forward, end quote, she said. There are 309 PACs currently listed with the State Elections Enforcement Committee, many of them quoting two or more persons, end quote, organizations such as MPAC. Another local example she quoted was the 30th District Republican Senatorial Committee. Out of the Millerton News, Turney's building is sold. New buyers want to make her shine, is the quote. Good news for fans of the Seafoam Green Building, which is smack in the middle of Millerton's business district. That was home to the iconic Turney store for 100 years. Three investors who purchased the Main Street property reportedly plan to keep it mostly intact. At least that's according to Jonathan B. of Hunter B., the antique shop at 21 Main Street, steps from where Turney's store had operated at 42 Main Street, selling everything from fishing tackle to hunting gear to penny candy to newspapers to wool suits to cozy socks to ice cream sodas. One of the recent investors talked at the Millerton Business Alliance on July 24th. Richard Lambertson of Sharon introduced himself and shared some of the ideas for the building. The investors, Lambertson, is a designer with impressive pedigree designing for Jeffrey Bean, Gucci, and Bergdorf Goodman. He has a home in Sharon and currently co-owns antique shop Privet House in New Preston, Connecticut, with his business partner, Suzanne Cassano. Two other investors in the 42 Main Street property are Jason Jobson and Christopher Porney. Like their partner, they both have long resumes boasting high-profile clients in the fashion design industry. In Cornwall, the Conservation Trust enrolled 375 acres of its forested preserves in wildlife partnership meeting. The land is now permanently forever wild, allowing nature to flourish with minimal human intervention. The Wildlands Partnership is an initiative of Northeast Wilderness Trust and engaged local land trusts across the Northeast, in which Wilderness Conservation's CCT added wilderness level protections through Northwest Wilderness Trust, the conservation easement to its 200-acre Gray Ledge Preserve, 100-acre Nancy Knott's Dobbs Preserve and 75-acre Red Mountain Preserve. The protections permit the properties to evolve through natural processes without intensive human management. The Forever Wild protection allows for public access to enjoy the natural beauty of the land on foot. There's a guided walk through Lakeville that will be run by historian Lou Bucherri and tell stories about places from Porter Street to the Furnace neighborhood, sponsored by the Salisbury Association Historical Society. That event is scheduled for Saturday, July 30th at 10 a.m. The walk will begin at the Lakeville Post Office, less than 1 hour and in less than half a mile in length. The Lakeville Historic District contains a mixture of residential, commercial, and industrial buildings. Out of New York State, Kelsey has claimed the civil rights as an ex-con have been violated. Former Republican Dutchess County Legislature, District 25, and convicted sex offender Michael Kelsey has filed a combination of complaints and lawsuit against his parole officer, Christopher Miller, supervising PO Sabrina Wentz, the New York State Department of Corrections Community Supervisor, the Poughkeepsie Parole Bureau, and the Bureau Chief Irma McAdoo for violating his civil rights. McAdoo responded to one of the complaints on Wednesday. As part of that response, he removed a restriction placed by Miller, adding he will look into whether some of the conditions placed by the PO were unreasonable. Kelsey was convicted in 2014 and was released on May 5th of this year after serving 6 years at the Hudson Correctional Facility. Taking a look at some events going on in and around our tri-state region. In North Canaan today, there is a 7 p.m. meeting of the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Committee. Of course, remember in Salisbury at 7:30 at the Congregational Church is that town vote. Falls Village tonight at 7 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission. The Sunset Music Series tonight at the Canaan VFW from 6 to 9 p.m. Now, the Kent Music Concert tonight at the Kent Land Trust Field, weather permitting. Coming up on Saturday, the Legion Post in Millerton has hamburgers, hot dogs, and macaroni salad for sale beginning at 1 p.m. Horseshoes and cornhole will be available, as well as beer and soda. And the 15th annual traditional New England clam bake put on by the Jane Lloyd Fund as a major fundraiser will be Saturday from 2 till 8 p.m. at Satry Hill. $70 per person if there's still tickets left for the clam bake. If there's not, you can still go and you can have hamburgers, hot dogs, and also there's plenty of liquid refreshments as well and music. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield is featuring the art display entitled The Painting Sisters that runs through July 31st. You can view the exhibit Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 till 5, Thursdays and Fridays until 7 p.m., with weekend showings Saturdays from 10 till 2, and on Sundays from 2 until 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They feature a daily menu, also a tapas menu, and nightly dinner specials, interlakenin.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average stands at 32,197.59, the NASDAQ at 12,032.42, and the S&P 500 at 4,023.61. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.